السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. And may the Ummah benefit from all the programs and nasihat given by your good self. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Dawood Monli Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusulli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Rajab, 1446 of Sha'ban, 16th of Sha'ban, 1446, there in Makkah Mukarrama and in Medina Munawwara, and in Palestine and South Africa, and 90-95% of the countries in the world. Today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, is the 16th of Sha'ban Mubarak, 1446. So inshaAllah Aziz, in 2 weeks' time, Ramadan Mubarak will commence, and we recite the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf. So today you will understand the real meaning of Zukhruf. And our lesson is chapter 43, verses number 32, 33, 34 and 35. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is now responding to them. They said, why was this Quran Sharif not revealed on some very, very prominent personality there between Makkah Mukarrama and in Taif and so forth? They felt that like how a king must be a very, very wealthy and rich person and so forth. So a Nabi and a Prophet must also be like that. So Almighty Allah rejected this claim of theirs and said, chapter number 43, Surah Zukhruf, verse 32, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. Are they distributing the mercy of your sustainer, nourisher of all Almighty Allah? Obviously not. So this question is istifham inkar. Is a question, a rhetorical question. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala distributes His mercy, and Almighty Allah does as He pleases, because He is fa'alul lima yurid. Can anybody question Allah why sunrise today is 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in different parts of the world at different seasons? So that is the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Hence He says, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, nahnu qasamna, stamping His majesty, authority and sovereignty. He says, we, nahnu qasamna baynahum ma'ishatahum fil hayati dunya. We distributed among them their livelihood in this worldly life. Well, and why Allah Ta'ala uses the plural? To step His majesty, authority, a symbol of respect and reverence. وَرَفَعَنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. And we elevated some of them above the other. Some people we made very, very wealthy, rich, multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire. Others we made middle class, others we made into poor people. So that is the taqseem, the division, distribution of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fawqa ba'din darajatin, in rank and status according to the worldly matter, meaning there are some very wealthy, some middle class, some poor. Why? لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. So that some of them will derive benefit from one another. So that is how the world will function. If everybody is a millionaire, then everybody will say, why the hell should I be working for you? So everybody will be proud and arrogant, as mentioned in the Quran. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ. People should become rebellious on this earth and so forth. وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And the mercy of your sustainer, nourisher, provider is much superior and better than whatever they have accumulated and assembled. So always beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for His mercy. See what Almighty Allah teaches us in two places in the Noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O Allah, Jalla Wala, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O Allah, Jalla Wala, you were, you are, you always will be the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 39, verse 53. يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Haydar Qarrar radiallahu anhu, Fatih Khaybar, used to say that this verse inspired him the most in the entire Noble Quran. And what he says, Allah says, Ya ibadi alladheena asrafu, O my beloved servants, who went beyond the limits and parameters and boundary, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, never despair, never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgives all the sins. So that is the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now we want to know why the surah, the chapter is called Zukhruf. So see what Almighty Allah says. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Had there not been the fear that the people should become one nation, people should become non-Muslim, meaning 99% of them, رَجَعَلْنَا, then we should have made, Allah stamping His authority and majesty again, we should have made, لَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ, for those people who reject Allah, the very gracious one, the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, what should be done for them? لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُوفًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. We should have made in their houses the roofs and the ceilings made of silver, genuine silver. وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ. And the stairways and the staircases there in the houses of theirs, which will be multiple stories, عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ, on which they are climbing from one story to another, all in genuine silver. وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُورًا. And in their houses we should have made the doors and the portals. وَسُرُورًا, and the sofas and the couches. عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ, on which they are reclining from their genuine silver. Let alone silver, we should have made it وَسُخْرُفًا. Their houses, their stairways, their doors and their sofas, and everything was zukhrufa, genuine gold, shining, glittering. So Allah Jalla Wala is Qadir and Mutlaq. He can do whatever He wants to. Just look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the stars, look at all the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. أَفَلَا يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. See how Allah created the camel. Per leg it has two knees. You look at the hump of the camel. It's called Safinatu Sahara. It is the boat and the ship of the ocean, of the desert. That for kilos and kilos and miles it can go without any water and so forth. So Almighty Allah is showing us so many signs daily. Wazukhrufa, and genuine gold shining, glittering. But remember, end of the day, people can be multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, multi-trillionaire, multi-zillionaire. وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And all this is just the mata', the provision of this worldly life. I told you before, there was a grammarian, He was a linguist. His name was Imam Ismail, rahimahullah, a master of the language, Arabic language, and he was going from place to place, and three words were really troubling him. He could not get the real meaning and philology, history of those words. He said, let me go to the periphery and the outskirts of the town and see, maybe I will get the real meaning. And lo and behold, man jadda wajada. When you make sincere effort, then Allah gives you the answers, is the Arabic proverb and saying. So he heard a discussion between mother and daughter. The mother asked the daughter, Ain al-mata'a? Where is the mata'a? Then the daughter answered, so this was the first word he wanted to know. So the daughter answered, Ja'a al-raqib. The raqib came. And that was the second word. And then what happened? Watabarak al-jabal. And it made barakat on the jabal, on the mountain. So subhanallah, in this 1 minute, 30 seconds or 60 seconds, all three words were sorted out. Ain al-mata'a. Where is the mata'a? So you know, if you go to a kitchen even now, normally you will find our mothers, our daughters, our wives, they place one rag there, one lappi there, one dirty rag normally. Nobody attach importance to it. If it's there, good. If it's not there, it gets lost or it gets stolen. Nobody bothers about it. The dunya, this worldly life is like that. Therefore, it's called dunya. If you study it from a grammarian point of view and grammatical point of view, it means something low, low and very low, but a miserable dunya and the glitter and glamour it is. So, Ain al-Mata. So the daughter answered, Ja al-Raqib. Then the dog came, and the dog was what? White and black in color, meaning that it was white and had black marks on it and so forth. Ashab al-Kahfi wa Raqib in Surah. And then the dog came, وَأَخَذَ al-mata'. And it took it, this Raqib took the mata'. And then it ran away. Where? وَتَبَارَتْ al-jamal. It went there to Mount Everest, it went there to Kilimanjaro, it went away there to Table Mountain in Cape Town. So Tabarak means to go higher and higher and higher. Allah gives them birth, then rank and status. So he solved all three problems in less than a minute. So this is when Allah gives a person, Muslim, non-Muslim, it is mata'ul hayat in dunya, wal-akhiratu inda rabbika lil-muttaqeen. And in the year after, whatever Allah gives is much, much superior and better for people of taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness. So therefore, each one of us should understand that that death is everlasting and everything here in this dunya is ba'di and remember will perish. And everything in the year after is ba'di, is everlasting. So therefore, all Almighty Allah is teaching us, do not get dazzled and deceived by this worldly glitter and glamour. Ask Almighty Allah for goodness in this world and the year after. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 1, verse 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. O Almighty Allah, Jalla, grant us the good things of this worldly life. Wa fil akhirati hasana. And the good things of the year after. Wa qina azab an-nar. And save us from the punishment, chastisement of the fire, O Allah. Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. See how he encapsulated it and summarized it beautifully. Allahumma ij'ali dunya, I'm translating it to our context and so forth. Ya Allah, give me a beautiful house. Ya Allah, give me good income, shop, farm, job, whatever. Ya Allah, give me good means of conveyance and transport. So what we need daily, so give me that, Ya Allah. Allahumma jalid dunya fi aydina, but keep it in my hands, Ya Allah. Wa la tajhalha fi qulubina, but do not put the dunya in my heart. The heart must be for you, O Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla. The heart must be for you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The heart must be for you, O Islam. Today we have done the direct opposite. We took the dunya and the glitter glamour of it and saturated our heart with it and took the deen and placed it in our hand. The first thing the ummah today will sacrifice and they will just throw it away, Allah forbid, is their deen. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us and make us understand our real priorities in life. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, the 16th of Sha'ban, 1446, we present to you the news, views and interviews. Trump and Putin will meet in Saudi Arabia. I wonder how much MBS paid them. And they will meet on Wednesday day in Riyadh. And then they will have a face-to-face meeting. So that's a big feather in the cap. He knows how to play the cards, you know, and he knows how to play the dollar, you see. So both of them, come be my guest, and we will not be there. You'll discuss whatever you want to discuss, whether you discuss the Ukraine war, whether you discuss Gaza, whether you discuss other issues, so come and discuss it. So that's confirmed. Settlers attack Palestinians there in the West Bank. And they're doing this with impunity because Trump has given them the green light and so forth. So that are the juplas. So our stance is very clear. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Therefore, you must make dua, O Muslim, and learn the Arabic word. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin. O Allah, you punish the Jews, the zalims, the oppressors, and for dictators. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen fil Palestine. Ya Rabbal Alameen, you punish the mustawtineen, the settlers there in the land of Palestine. Hamas to release 3 jutlas today. And remember, in exchange, the jutlas will release 369 Palestinians. Who is holding the trump card? Hamas. And what is Trump holding? The Joker. When you play cards, I'm not saying to play cards is permissible, but I remember when we were very, very young, we used to play, used to have a trump card and used to have a joker. So the trump card is there by Hamas. And remember, the joker is he, Trump the Harami. Weaponizing anti-Semitism won't save the reputation of Israel. Israel's reputation is gone to the gutters and to the dogs, and the world is realizing that state terrorism is carried out mostly by America and Israel, and therefore the tide has turned against Israel and in favor of Palestine. So that was mentioned, remember, in the Haaretz newspaper. Pope, suddenly the Pope is very ill, but they haven't said there's no hope for the Pope as yet as far as his health goes. His well is in his 80s, so he's hospitalized and he's in Rome. Afghan families are torn apart in Pakistan. You know, Pakistan wants to destabilize the Taliban government there in Afghanistan. MashaAllah, from South Africa, week, every second week, third week, people are going and they go and assist or they go and just see the country and so forth. So that's very good. And we must encourage that. The ulama are going, some business people are going. So we must go and see for ourselves that what really is going on there. And we don't rely on the hasbara and propaganda of the enemies of Islam. So Pakistan is being used by America. And you know, Pakistan government and Pakistan forge, the army, don't know chore. Those are groups and not people who are honest. You just pay them and they'll carry out the dirty work of America. So that's the sad tragedy. So some people of Afghanistan, families, descent are being expelled. Some are being left there in Pakistan. So this is how the families get torn apart. The U.S. Attorney General is going to sue Musk because he is unelected and suddenly he has so much authority. So that's a good sign for us. They need to teach him a lesson and cut him down to size. And then to come to Trump also, that they feel they have become 10-fold dictators. India to receive billions of aid from America and will also receive F-35, you know, this helicopter jets and what have you and what else from Trump. That is what Trump says. Modi is there in the White House and they discuss matters of bilateral importance, multilateral, and they love India because they want India to move away from Russia and come nearer to America. But Modi and them are haramis. They'll collect from both parties, remember that. from America and from Russia, and they will stay and remain on the fence. So when you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major offense. Saudi Arabia confirms alcohol ban for the World Cup 2034. So we must remember that. That is what the papers, the Saudi media, and them are announcing in Arabic and English and whatever. BRICS is dead, according to Trump, if they de-dollarize and they mess around with the dollar. So you see, Trump is trying to blackmail the world and intimidate them. But Putin does not worry about him. Xi Jinping, a member of China, does not worry about him. And India also knows how to play the game. South Africa also is now giving them a run for their money. So well done to them as well. 70% of the Europeans will not be visiting Israel. They say you are a genocide state, guilty of murder and genocide and ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. The Brussels Parliament recognizes the Gaza genocide. So you can see these are the European countries, and now they are coming on board and so forth. Now you know South Africa, Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime to the ICJ and said that they are guilty of genocide, right? We know in South Africa, we as Muslims, what we are. We are 2-3%. And the UAE, United Arab Emirates, run by MBZ. So remember, they tried to bribe up South Africa, withdraw this case against Israel. One side supposed to be a Muslim Arab country. One side supposed to be a non-Muslim country. And the Arab country, Muslim country, supposedly, is acting on behalf of America and Israel and trying to bribe up South Africa, because South Africa has the guts to tell them, we will not accept your bribery and we will continue taking Israel to the ICJ. What a shame and disgrace. Therefore we rule that these Arab transport dictators and majority of the Muslim countries, they are ruled by murtads and so forth. How many ulama, how many pious, great people, sulaha, salih people, are languishing in their jails and in their dungeons? If you only know the statistics, 60% of Johannesburg this weekend without water. South Africa is going to host, you must remember, the G20 summit and so forth in April, and here already the hub and the economic hub of South Africa, that is Johannesburg, does not have water. Now how can you run a country like that? 50 years of democracy and you run it down to the ground because of your corruption and your tender, you know, entrepreneurship and what and what. That you just steal corruption, pay the deployment, and therefore I said, me, I can't vote for the ANC and never will vote, because you can see the problems they're causing for us. So you must remember that the Muslim Woman magazine, mashallah, and we are now in Durban, we were in Pietermaritzburg, and I just spoke to Dawood Mota now. So Dawood Mota says he picked it up there from the village bakery there in Indonesia. So the Muslim Woman, the March edition, the Ramadan edition is out already. I recommend every Muslim household in South Africa, whether you are in Cape Town, PE, East London, or you are anywhere else, then you should purchase it. And even if you are overseas, then see if you can procure a copy, Muslim Woman, the latest edition, March edition. Wonderful, wonderful information there, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. So you try and purchase it, just 25 rand, and you read it in the leisure time for the pleasure of all, may Allah. Buy extra copies also for your friends and so forth. You will find the wonderful Ramadan diary there, and it is filled with great information, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. We had wonderful programs there in Maritzburg, there Mountain Rise, then there in Raystock, yesterday after Fajr, and then Jummah day in Masjid Salihin. May all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala reward all the trustees and all the ulama and imams and so forth. Today, mashallah, between 7 and 9, remember, will be Mawlana Khalid in the morning. 2:30 to 3 will be Mawlana Musa Al-Rahim. And 1 to 1:30 will be the lecture I delivered day in Masjid Salihin into the Maritzburg. And 6 to 8 will be Brother Suleiman Esop. Remember, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, tomorrow morning between 4 and 6 there will be no program. So Mawlana Salim Kareem and his upper and honorable wife, Allah Jalla Wala, reward all of them. They make so much sacrifice, Allah Jalla Wala reward them. So they need a rest as well. But we will have a program tomorrow afternoon, inshallah al-Aziz, between 2 and 4. And that will be with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah al-Aziz. And inshallah tonight, our program will be live, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, after Maghrib Salat. And it will be on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Maghrib time will be there at Masjid al-Mahmud, where Mawlana Badat and them are, inshallah, in their estate. And the topic for tonight is that our Taraweeh Salat and related issue. The questions you have, just send it there to Mawlana Badat and them. I hope they put some box there or whatever. So you just write down your question and put it in the box, and then they'll bring it to me, and then we will answer it as well. So everything to do, inshallah, that regarding Taraweeh Salat is not only for the Imams and the Ulama and Hafiz, it's open to the public. Every all the men can come, and the women you stay at home, inshallah, and listen on your radios, on your receivers, on your decoders. Allah Jalla Wala accept it. We thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. Wonderful, wonderful iftar last night there. And the Avondale Musalla, mashallah, people were enjoying the Haleem and the chicken and the button and so many things going on there, the savory. Allah Jalla Wala accept from all of us. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. And may all might Allah let us experience another wonderful Ramadan, 1446, bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamhi, with his grace, mercy and benevolence. Mawlana Salim, we have 15 minutes left, so let us fire up inshallah with the Q&A.
Mufti Sahib, can a person who has a bond go for Umrah, or do they have to pay off the bond before they go?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To take a bond, to have overdraft, all that is haram in Islam. Almighty Allah condemns riba, sood, interest, usury, viyaj, call it whatever you want to. In the strongest terms, go and read the Quran Sharif, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. In chapter 2, verse 279, Almighty Allah states, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْأَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If they don't abstain and refrain from riba and interest, then remember they should be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Muhammad Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nowhere in the Quran Sharif, 6236 verses, will you find such a wa'id, a shadeed, such a severe warning. So brother, sister, pay your bond, get rid of all that, make sincere tawbah daily, and never go back to riba and interest, and leave all the umrah and all that. Life is all about al-aham fal-aham. What is the priority? Your priority is to get out of the interest and get out of all this haram system, and afterwards you can go for umrah and inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, I would like to know briefly, who was Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi and his outstanding qualities?
When you study the life of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, so he was not even baligh and mature when Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj. And this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Walam yahtalim is the word mentioned. And 3 months after that was the demise of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So 99%, even then he was not baligh and mature. But Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for him and supplicated for him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil wa faqihhu fi deen. Ya Allah Jalla wa Ala, teach him the interpretation of the noble Quran and give him a deep, profound understanding of deen, O beloved Allah. go open tarheeb wa tarheeb, go open the manaqib, go open al-isaba fi tamyiz al-sahaba. The lexicon of the biography of the Sahaba, male, female, adult and children. And now Abdullah ibn Abbas is there in outside Makkah. He has a madrasa and he's teaching there in Makkah, but you don't stay in Makkah. And he passes away in the year 68 there in Taif. And Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, performed the Salatul Janaza. He was not a Sahabi, he was a Tabi, a successor. Mujahid rahimahullah says, he, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the three last years of his life, 65, 66, 67, or you can say 66, 67, 68, then he made the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran for me, ayatun for ayatun, ayatun for ayatun. Every verse he said, this is the meaning, this is the meaning. He attached himself to the Quran Sharif so much, Mujahid. Allah Jalla Wala gave him death. For Mujahid, the Imam, Qatada, Mujahid, Ta'ud bin Kaysan, all these were the illustrious students of Abdullah ibn Abbas, all of them Tabi'i and successors. And they were the madrasa to Ahlul Quran. They were teaching, learning the Quran Sharif directly from Abdullah ibn Abbas. He passes away Imam al-Bayt, Imam al-Ka'bah al-Mushallafa, in front of the Baytullah, wa huwa sajidun, whilst he was in the posture of sujood and so forth. That is what lesson I must learn, you must learn, O esteemed listener. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawman al-faqafi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, Ya Arham al-Rahimin. So imagine what an honorable death Allah granted Mujahid rahimahullah, the celebrated student of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu.
Mufti Sahab, my husband is finishing his Quran today. Should all my kids be present when making dua? And what is the best way and best dua to make in completing the Quran?
Anything you want to know, our first point of reference will be the Quran Sharif. Second point of reference will be the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third reference will be the Hayatu Sahaba, the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and how they to practice and how they to practice. Quran Sharif said, you must follow them, chapter 9, verse number 100. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. So follow the Sahaba, the first and the foremost, and those who follow them with sincerity and with love and prosperity. So remember prosperity in the year after. That is the recipe and that is the prescription for success. وَذَٰلِكَ وَالْفَوْضُ الْعَظِيمُ. So you see, Anas radiallahu anhu, just look at it, visualize it, my mothers, my daughters, my sisters. Rahmatul lil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is entering Medina, enters there on the side of Quba, and the daughters of Banu Najjar, the tribe of Najjar, the carpenters, they go out to make istiqbal and welcome the Master alayhi salatu salam. Nahnu jawarin min Bani Najjari. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِنْ بَنِ النَّجَّارِ. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe, the carpenters. يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ مِنْ جَارِ. How excellent today. حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم is becoming our neighbor. And then when the master, after a few days of Quba, entered central Medina, صلى البدر علينا بدر. The full moon shining his glory and beauty. Yet he gave tashbih, similarity to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, countenance mubarak, his anatomy mubarak, and said, greater than the full moon is making his grand entry into Medina Munawwara. So read all that. So Sulaim radiallahu anha came. People brought this gift, that gift. She brought her son. He was 10 years old. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my son Anas bin Malik, and she was Sulaim. She will make your khidmat and serve you. and he will run your errands and so forth. For 10 years, he made khidmah and served the Master alayhi salam. And when the Master alayhi salam demised to place, he, Anas bin Malik, was 20 years old. In the latter portion of his life, he migrated from Madinah Munawwara, went to Basra. In the year 93, he passes away there in Basra. And when he used to complete the Quran Sharif, Allama Nawawi Rahimullah writes in Arba'in, the 40 Ahadith compilation, you know, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, for Anas bin Malik, Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his wealth and his children and progeny. His crops and harvest you to affirm twice a year, and it's come with fragrance. And remember, he counts his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, over 100 they were. So when he, Anas bin Malik, completed the Quran Sharif, he would gather his family, whoever was present, and then he would make a collector's dua. So you don't have to tell your children from Johannesburg and Hong Kong and Haman Kral and wherever else, come here, today I'm completing my Quran Sharif. So whoever is there in Durban, whoever is in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Haman Kral, that you just make dua with them, and that is the proof we have. And remember, the same Allama Nawawi rahimahullah wrote in Kitabul Azkar, many man, 4,000 angels come down to say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. So remember, on the occasion of Khatmul Quran.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to inquire if a husband is responsible for a wife's medical bills.
100%, it is the husband's responsibility. When you said, Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, I married this lady, I accepted her. So you have to supply khana, bina, and you have to apply, you know, girl, makan, makan, duk makan, and all that, kapra, and all that. So it is your responsibility. You have to provide the shelter, the food, and the clothing, education, the medication is included. So remember, you don't expect her to pay, and you don't expect her parents to pay. So that's what some kitabs have written. That was the urf and the normal thing in those days. But urf means the customary law. It changes from time to time. In this day and this age, the husband is responsible, compulsory, for the medical situation and expenses of his wife. So that is what Islam teaches us for this day and this age. No question about that.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know if we can do blood tests while fasting.
Yes, to do blood testing, for example, you go and prick your finger, you know, you want to test your sugar, you want to test this, you want to test that. So your fast will be valid, but according to Hanafis only, once that blood starts flowing, so your wudu will break. Al-wudu min kulli damin sa'idin. Open Mishkat Sharif. The hadith is weak, but the Hanafis use it. Shafi'i, Maliki, somebody say, if the blood flows from your finger and so forth, so your wudu will be valid, but you must remove the blood, because blood is najis and is impure and so forth. So yes, it is permissible. It will not impact, remember, on your fast. And even injections, when you take injections while fasting on your arm, on your posterior, so your fast is totally valid, there's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, is Velcro ihram allowed if the Velcro is glued onto the ihram?
Totally permissible, but my advice to you, the man, you're going for Umrah, you are there in Makkah Mukarrama, you want to make another Umrah from there, Tanheem, Masjid Aisha, you want to make another Umrah from Jirana, 30 kilometers away, you want to make another Umrah from Hudaybiyah, nowadays called Shumaysiyah. So these are all wonderful places you should go to. And you make intention from there. Now you fasten the haram with the Velcro and so forth. Yes, totally permissible. But yet I would advise you to use the belt. You know the belt you use for your trouser and so forth. So that is fine. I saw people myself with the Velcro, and they were big and fat, you know, and they breathe and so, and the thing opens up, you know, Allah forbid, can be very, very embarrassing. So as a precautionary measure, just use the Velcro, fine, totally permissible, but wear a belt also, or a string or whatever. You know, we Maulvis, what we do? We got no belt and all that. Ours is all I was in the best, this adjustable, cool cow, cool pure, eat and drink maximum, and then we just adjust our string. Nara ko bada karna hai, chota karna hai. You want to adjust the string, all acceptable, you see that. You take the string from your ijar, from your shilwar, and you just pass it to the haram, totally possible. Quick story time. One day, one haji was asked, he passed away, Allah give him jannat to those. So he had this velcro on, and then that he fell, he broke and all that. How to get the string? So there was a sharpshooter there in Mina. So he found a knife somewhere. You know they got knives there for the fruit and whatever. He took the knife, he went to the tent and the marquee, and he saw the string there, long string. He just cut it and he said, come here, sir, come here. And he tied him up with that string there. He said, there's your ihram and there's your belt. 100% you'll never break now. So what is it, you see? Our bull make a plan, a Muslim also make a plan. So that is how you must be ready for emergency situations also.
Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling on buying food parcels with zakat money and distributing to the needy, for example, during Ramadan?
See, yeah, we need to understand this and understand it properly. In your town, I'm here in Umslanga now, Noor, right? So now N-U-R, but they're changing all that now as well here in Adel. So they're making it Z-N and all that now, the new number plates I see. Anyway, so now I'm the big shot there, other people, we say, brothers and sisters, give us zakat and we will feed the poor Muslims in the prison, we will feed the poor Muslims in the township and so forth and so on. So till there the intention is very noble. But the problem comes is we collected 100,000 rand zakat. So now when we buy that food, when we buy all those things, then I buy from my shop. So now the zakat. And then I charge that retail price. So directly, indirectly, that zakat is coming back to me in the form of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. And then we make hampers, 50, 100,000, whatever, and then we go give it to the poor, needy Muslims. So is that right? That is totally unacceptable. You must not be benefiting from the zakat at all. That money, that food, that hamper, all must be going to the poor Muslims and not it must be accruing benefit to you directly, indirectly. So if you buy from a person who is not getting any benefit, meaning that it is not his zakat that he paid for and he's not going to charge you an exorbitant amount and so forth, so that is what we should be doing. It's an ethical issue, a moral issue. So that is what we should do. Yes, you can give the zakat in cash or in kind, but take cognizance of what I told you. People love that people bring the zakat and then they charge them exorbitant amount and their own zakat, they're making money out of it now, directly, indirectly, and that is unethical and is wrong.
Mufti Sahib, can I perform my Zuhr prayer on the first Azan in Makkah?
You need to be very, very careful with that. So you must remember, let me give you yesterday's example. So I'm speaking of Makkah time, right? Saudi time. So around 12:35, the second Azan went, and then Sheikh Mahir al-Mu'aytili delivered the khutbah, very nice khutbah he gave yesterday, spoke about death. He made nice dua for Aqsa, Mubarak, for Palestine. So that was Saudi time, 12:35. It's 5-6 years now since MBS and all that. So half an hour before the real time of Jumu'ah, and that they give Azan. So yesterday, Azan went, the first Azan at 12:05. And you, sister, or you, brother, remember you heard the Azan, you Musafir, and you read your Zuhr Salat. So is that valid? No, it's not valid. Because the Zuhr time, Jummah time has not entered as yet. So this masla of Taqdeemul Adhan, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, and before what you call Zawal, we call Istiwa, is it jaiz or is not jaiz to give Adhan before time? So the Hanbali scholars only say it's permissible. And the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis say not permissible. If you want, go and study the book Al-Fathu al-Rabbani, Bi Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani, Rahimahullah. The Masail where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is alone one side, and the other three giants and jurists and scholars are on the other side. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Shafi rahimahullah. They say Jummah Adhan cannot be given any time before time. Remember that. So if you read, now we're just giving example. Yesterday Saudi time you were in Makkah, or Medina also for that matter, at 12:15, 12:20, you read your Zuhr Salat, your Salat is not valid. You read it before time, and remember now you have to repeat it, and we must be very careful of this issue. Therefore, we need to educate our people and not just follow the Pied Piper. Allah Jalla Allah bless you, Masadim Kareem, and all the listeners, make dua. Don't forget tonight's final program there, Masjid Mahmood, in their estate, Maghrib to Isha, contact Maulana Badat, and they will give you the details, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.